Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Appropriate song for the day, Combo Con. Notable breakups. Feels like we're heading towards one with AJ and Jill. And our welcome back midday show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller. We'll give away the prize for the show instead of you people coming up in a few minutes. First, though, what's wrong?
I didn't know. It's almost time to go.
You never know what time it is. If I had told you.
I love
you
how sad you get when it's time to go.
Oh, yeah. No,
we like spending time with you, too, buddy.
Yeah, it's crazy. The day went fast.
If I had told you it was 11:30 and we had 2.5 hours left, would you just sit there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because, you know, it's like listening to people crash out over news and get mad about something that you've heard that you're just sharing is fascinating to me. Because it's like, why are you crashing out, dog?
Well, because people care, and then they're worried.
I mean, they care, but it's like...
They're crashing out because they're worried. I mean, that you don't crash out when you're calm, deep down. You crash out when you're
worried. People are crashing out about the Russell Wilson comp.
To Jalen. It's almost spot on.
It's the year they won the Super Bowl, Russell Wilson threw for 3,000 yards.
Yeah. Took a lot of sacks.
26 touchdowns, yeah. 10 picks. I mean, it's about as Jalen as it gets.
Yeah, they had great defense. They ran the ball.
Yeah. It wasn't till maybe a few years later...
Mm-hmm.
When people started being like, oh, this Russell Wilson guy, is he elite?
Yes.
And then that was also debatable at the time still.
And in between there, what happened? They had to move off a lot of their veteran defense players because they didn't like him.
Yeah. The year they won the Super Bowl was defense, Legion of Boom, Marshawn Lynch going crazy, and Russell Wilson just sort of almost game manager.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I don't think that's that's not a slight.
Well, because people see Russell Wilson now.
Well, okay. But also, remember, the Eagles wanted that version of Russell. They wanted to draft him. It didn't work out. I mean, like, if you told the Eagles on draft night, Jalen Hurts would turn into Russell Wilson, they would have taken it. I would have taken it. You would have taken it. Now we're just watching the path to see what he becomes.
Everyone's going to be okay.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But you know who's not going to be okay? Apparently, Cam Scataboo. Where was this guy? You see, he's hurt, right? He's recovering from that ankle injury.
Was it Monday Night Raw or something like that?
He did a wrestling stint.
And by the way, Giants fans, not happy about that appearance.
Because he was involved in the skit, right?
That's a lot.
What was
the surgery.
Sure.
Weren't we mad at Embiid? What was he doing?
Well, he went to a concert and he was on stage with the knee
and
injury.
People didn't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's akin to that.
Okay, but so this is I guess he's getting annoyed here because people are chanting. So,
this looks like he's walking through a mall or something streaming and he's with a group of his buddies.
Got it. Okay, let's hear this.
Wow. I just don't understand. Like, you see me in public and you say go birds, it just makes no sense.
Wait, he said that?
Well kind of, it does because
we looked out for you. You know, we gave you cheesesteaks. We showed you love.
That's true. Big Dom went and visited him in the hospital.
Yeah. You know what he doesn't realize? By saying that publicly, now more people will chant Go Birds at him every time they see him.
Yes.
So if you see Cam Scataboo, please hit him with the Go Birds.
Hit him with the Go Birds.
He might as well wear a sign that says, please yell Go Birds at me.
He just doesn't get it. That guy's a weirdo. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy?
Scoops Douglas, it's an honor to speak to you.
Hey,
taken the name from Devin?
Uh-oh. Well, no, that's Devin's name.
Well, I don't know anymore. I mean, she doesn't have these kind of scoops like you have.
Nah, Devin, that's Devin's moniker.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. Go ahead, Andy.
thinking you have a third ear now, too, with your ear hustling.
No, I recklessly ear hustle every Sunday. I listen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, so to the point, I am not worried about the season going off the rails, because if you think about 2023, Drew, you had mentioned it earlier, but I don't think the offense was particularly good. They were kind of struggling the whole season, and the defense just flat out sucked. So at least now, even if the offense is sputtering, we have, you know, we can fall back on the defense. It just does not look or feel the same as it did then.
No, it doesn't. And Andy, when I am concerned about a derailment, it's not going to be like 2023. I mean, they're too good for that. They still have a bunch of bad teams they'll beat on their schedule. What I get, my concern is like a big moment, NFC Championship game. They're down 4 and 2 minutes to go, and they have to throw the ball. And AJ and Jalen are just not on the same page, and it costs them because they can't even have a conversation. Like, that's my concern, that eventually this whole nonsense bites them.
So, yeah, I mentioned this to Kyle, and it's funny to me. They're talking about, you know, they install a game plan. He goes off script and does what he wants to do. So why aren't they tailoring the game plan to what he wants to do, if that's the case?
That is a fair question. I don't know. It feels like there's a disconnect between what some guys want, what he thinks is right, and then maybe what the coaching staff is calling. It seems like everyone's kind of in their own lane.
Disjointed.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Disjointed.
Disjointed.
And how long before we start hearing the Tanner McKee chants?
Well, we did have that caller earlier who said Jalen has one more game to get this right.
It may have been Tanner.
His name was Tanner, which was a little curious.
They're winning. That's not going to happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I don't see the chance for Tanner McKee going to happen.
What was that last thing, Hugh? I missed it. I'm sorry.
I said, no, I don't see them. The people going to start yelling for Tanner McKee if they're still winning.
Yeah, it just seems like it's always a thing that happens.
It is.
Give it one loss.
Well, or give it this, Andy. And we all hope Jalen stays perfectly healthy. But, you know, some players have to go to the medical tent every once in a while, right? He did it last year with Washington. If for some reason he had to come out of a game soon and Tanner went in and they scored 3 touchdowns, I mean, that's all it would need. I mean, that would light the fire in the town instantly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've thought about that as well. And I do think he would do well on the offense. But, you know, this is what it is right now.
It is. And I think we all hope we don't have to find that out. But, you know, it's football, so we never know. All right, Andy, what do you got for us for a notable breakup?
Well, it's kind of personal, I think, to me, and you guys will understand, but me and my hair. My hair just dumped my ass about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I miss it. If it's listening, I hope it comes back, but I don't think I'll ever see it again.
You know, Andy, it's a great one. And like with other breakups, you could try to make it work, but at some point you have to make a decision, like we're in or we're out, and you got to come on home. Andy, it's a really good one. Hugh?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. Now, how long did it take you to come on home?
You know what's funny? I was bald in college. And then I grew hair when I played for a couple of years. So it was not – for me to transition to being bald wasn't that big a deal.
Because you had memories as a bald guy.
Yeah, I got options.
Yeah.
You know. It's just that the cats that, you know, it, you know what's funny since we're here? It's mostly, you know, guys that I meet when you say that their hairline, you know, the guys that are like holding on.
Yeah.
Like the corporate dudes and they got the little ball spot. When you.
They comb it over.
Yeah. Or you, like they have the cow, they call them cowlicks the cowlicks. When you mention the fact that their hair is receding, it hurts them. Well, in a way, to me, that is the absolute funniest thing on the planet.
It feels a little personal to call out.
No, I'm just saying, dog, like the guy that I met at the whiskey tasting.
Yeah.
I was like, dog, you need to come on home.
Well, he called you old first, didn't
he? Yeah, but then I told him to come. I mean, but
so it was a retaliation shot.
He pushed and you shoved back.
But God,
that's how that went.
It was like a punch in the gut because he had the nice tailor suit on. He probably had the high karate cologne.
He thought he was looking good.
He thought he was winning.
And you were like, hey, buddy.
Dog, you got the ball spot.
Just, you cut him right down. You cut him
he
down.
He was hurt.
Of course he was.
The best feeling in the world.
Hurting somebody? What's wrong with you?
Come on, don't be a bully.
When a dude think he winning, then you're like, dog, you balled. And he'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Sounds like your Twitter beef. Coming right back at people. Yeah. Cutting their legs out.
Hey, you, this take is stupid. Yeah, well, you're fat.
Your quarterback list is dumb. Oh yeah, about your wife.
When you hit somebody with the wife, they really, but I wonder why that gets you called in the office though.
You got to watch out for that.
I do.
Yeah, you know, maybe if you say with all due respect first.
Okay, I'm being disrespectful when I say it.
But if you say
with all due respect, they can't get mad you say.
Well, they can. I mean, you could say that. All right, so Andy hinted on it. How quickly do you think we would get a groundswell of Tanner McKee talk? Like, what would it take for people? Like, well, you know, we get a stray, but that's just Philadelphia, right? And that's any fan base. I don't think it would take much right now.
To get the Tanner McKee?
Like, if Tanner had to come in a game and they move the ball well, I think that's all it would take. You said a loss, I don't even think it takes a loss.
I think there would be questions, but they're not moving on because of money.
No, I'm not saying the team. I'm saying what it would take for fans to say.
Oh, no, the fans, definitely. If he comes in and just moves quicker.
Yeah.
And AJ looks like here's the kicker. If AJ looks like the AJ of old, then people are like, what's going on?
Yeah. No, we'll get a positive Kevin phone call.
Yeah.
About Tanner McKee.
I think we are ripe for a record quickly switched. You know, like, I think, I'm telling you, two drives of McKee. Sunday, if it was need be. Monday, we'd be hearing the calls. I mean, there's no question in my mind. All right, let's go to Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, what's going on?
Anthony, what's up?
Not much. Hey, listen, I think, and I said this to y'all last time I called in. Joe, I know you know this, but I'm going to reiterate it.
Okay.
The issues that are going on that you're hearing about in the Eagles locker room, and Hugh, I know you know this too. That's not uncommon. I spent my whole life in locker rooms. People go through things in locker rooms, and a lot of times you just don't hear about it like as much as you hear about it with the Eagles. People get in fights, all type of crazy stuff going on in locker rooms. Now, I want to go back just a little bit, and this is the frustrating part about the Eagles fan base right now, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm a coach right now at the junior college level for basketball, and I always tell people, if you want to be really good on the coaching side of things, you can have great players, right? They'll never turn into great coaches because they just don't think the game from that perspective. But when you have a guy, right, and you want to build a team, the really good coaches, what they're really good at is they're really good at looking at their guys that are their stars. And they, you know, let's say, for example, the Eagles, Jalen, he's their guy. What you do is you build the offense around that guy. And you tailor things to how they play football. Here's the reason I'm saying that. You go back to 2020 when Jalen got drafted here. One of the things that Doug Peterson did really well with Jalen toward the end of the season was the RPO stuff, right? Like Jalen, he thrived in that. So now he takes over the offense. Coming into that next year, he's got Shane Steichen. First year under Shane Steichen. What does Shane Steichen do? The play action pass stuff, using the middle of the field, design runs for Jalen, all that kind of stuff. Then he comes back as a second year, full year starter under Shane, more of the same. He tailored everything around how Jalen played the game of football. Jalen would have won MVP that year had he not gotten hurt. He would have obviously been a first team All Pro, and he could have won Super Bowl MVP had things not gone the way that they did. When did things change? Things changed when Brian Johnson took over the next year, and we know that Nick Sirianni, he had his foot on how he wanted Brian Johnson to do things. That relationship fell apart. A lot of that was Jalen trying to sit in the pocket, throw the football. The next year, you got things fall apart in 2023 toward the back end of the year. The next year, you come in with Kellen Moore. We go 2-2 at the beginning of the season because they're trying to get Jalen to play the game in a different way than what he's used to doing. What changed last year was they went to the running game. It wasn't necessarily Jalen, but he thrived in that offense because of the offensive line. You got Saquon Barkley, and he played off of that. This year, you got a guy who I'm not going to say is incompetent, but if you go – I know you guys watch. You go watch Jason Avant break down film on what the Eagles do. He's constantly saying there's no route concepts. Everything is a go or a stop, and it's just – there's no design. They don't use the middle of the field. They don't do any of this.
And he's with us now, Anthony. Every Wednesday we got Jason here, and he's told us the same thing. It's too vanilla. It's almost too simple.
So that's my thing. I'm not saying – so here's the issue where I think the issue is. I think when things broke down in 2023, Jalen, as far as you can remember, he had never lost in his life the way he lost toward the back end of the year in 2023.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I think what Jalen said was, to hell with that. Whatever we need to do to win is what we're going to do to win. I don't need to be the guy. You don't need to be the guy. Let's win. So I think for Jalen, he doesn't trust what Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo has him doing because they didn't tailor the offense around him. They tailored it around what Nick wants to be able to do.
I think you might, Anthony, I think you might be right. There seems like a distrust or a disconnect between the quarterback, the coaches, the receivers, and it's obviously impacting. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? What's a notable breakup?
One last thing real quick. Yes, Tanner McKee would probably thrive, but Tanner McKee don't want this pressure. He ain't built for what's going on in this city right now. So let's stop the noise with the Jalen is built for this city.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I don't really want to see Tanner either, Anthony. We're just speculating on how quickly people would jump on. I mean, I don't think Tanner's getting a starter quarterback. All right, Anthony, what's your answer?
My breakup would be, and you guys, somebody probably said it's probably not a big deal to you guys, but I'm a basketball guy, LeBron and Kyrie. That breakup.
Yeah, Kyrie was kind of goofy, going off on his own. Anthony, appreciate the phone call. That was not a great.
That was Kyrie's fault.
Yeah, he wanted to leave.
Yeah, because he didn't get no shine. He was the one that he was the reason why they won the finals in Cleveland.
Well, I don't say he was
the
reason.
Well, he went off. He had
a big shot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, he was their second best player. And reason.
Yeah, and LeBron got all the shine, and he was like, "I'm out."
Well, LeBron was better.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I hear you. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, he wanted his shine.
Yeah, and then he didn't win anything.
Now
again.
He got the little moccasin shoe. Have you seen his shoe line?
I haven't seen Kyrie's shoe line.
They're different. They're what they call eclectic.
I'm gonna go check him out.
I don't give a shit.
Let's hear it from you.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Couple pieces of audio to get to at the end here.
Okay.
But first of all, big congrats from the chat to Hugh Douglas for
Insider,
coming up at number two.
Number
yeah.
two?
Well,
means I'm the first loser.
This is the beginning of, well, it's true.
Well, we're going to find out how much you lock in. Like, yeah. Are you going to be satisfied getting to number two on the list in 1 week, or are you going to keep pushing
listen,
to win?
I got to figure it out, man. Like, you know, I take my friendships seriously mm-hmm. and some of the stuff. Like, I don't have to be in this space, but now that I am flirting with this award.
The new chapter for you.
Yeah, it's a new chapter, dog. You know what it's like? You know, I always say you got to reinvent yourself.
It all started at McDonald's all those years ago.
Yeah, I put the fries in the bag. So I don't know. I got to pray about it today. Yep. I'm going to pray about it.
Yeah, okay, good. We did get from the text line, Tom from Abington is trying to start a movement here. Hashtag ban Aaron from San Diego.
You know what? That might take off.
It was a tough call today by him.
Oh, I mean, he was brutal. Sometimes I don't even know where
he's... been a bad week for Aaron.
Stunk.
You know, Aaron does not thrive in these spots.
No.
He becomes very annoying.
Well, we probably didn't do him any favors because we had Rhea and she beat him up too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. And me and Rhea are cut from the same cloth in that. We're not going to take any of Aaron's nonsense. So. done with you talentless hacks. All you guys do is talk.
Well, we are talk show hosts.
We get paid to talk.
I mean, literally, the only reason we're here is to talk. Yeah. So
I just like talentless hacks.
Yeah.
That feels like.
That could last.
Yeah, it could. Yep. Just wear your Cowboys jersey to work tomorrow, Joe.
Well, I don't have any Cowboys jerseys, but I'm telling you right now, I got this game's got trappy feels, so I'm just. I'm telling you right now.
News flash, Julio. The glasses don't make you smart.
What is that?
People think they cook with these, man.
Do you think that's why I'm wearing these? Since I was in the fifth grade, I've been wearing. Yeah,
it's all for show.
Yeah, this looks all for show. Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah. All right, a lot of messy allegations going around. The mustache does not have fleas.
What are you talking about? You?
Does not have fleas in the stash.
Your mustache gets destroyed in the chat here.
It does, man. Yep. One person in particular comes after my stash like every comment. It's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. Notable breakup, Kyle and his hairline. Not cool. It could be a breakup if they were ever together.
But you've always had this kind of hairline.
This has been my hairline since, picture of me as a kid. Big forehead.
Okay. Maybe you should bring one of them in sometime.
Maybe I will.
Validate that thing.
Yeah, I'd worry about doing that. Another notable breakup, Hugh Douglas and reality.
I mean, that happened a while ago. That's not big.
I never knew those two together.
Yeah.
That's from Hugh's past.
Yeah, and this one's where he's about to get messy. Hugh Douglas and his waistline.
We're not worried about that. We're not worried about that. But it's funny to me that always got something to say, that be looking the worst.
Yep. Speaking of, there goes Hugh. Not even sure the context.
Yeah.
But it's applicable to a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a new one from the bracket, Yoko Ono Douglas.
I forgot Yoko Ono broke up the group.
Try to break up the Eagles.
No, because it was... I remember the story now because people were mad about it. They were giving Yoko the heat. They gave her the business. Yeah.
I could see the 30 for 30 one day. Like, why didn't this Eagles group win more Super Bowls? Yes. And then Yoko Ono Douglas and Jalen Hurts took over the play calling, reckless speculation, how a former Eagle turned talk show host tore the Eagles apart.
And then one more before we get to these couple pieces of audio here. Slow it down there, Uncle Phil.
That's you, Hugh?
Yeah, I guess that is. It's not funny. It's not funny. I get it. But I would love to see some of these cats. Would love to see what some of these cats look like.
My favorite part is when one gets you, you just like, that's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then you're firing right
back. No,
then,
it's just that, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? They just talking trash and they probably, living in their mom basement.
There it is.
I think that was just more playful than any.
All right, we got to do the audio and then we got to pick a winner for today. A
couple pieces of audio here. Okay. So we were just talking about how WIP may have rubbed off on Hugh a little bit. But as Hugh rubbed off on Joe, I'm not sure what this was. Could have been a mild stroke, but you had this moment earlier in the show.
Casper, the friendly ghost over there. He's scared of his own shadow. It doesn't even.
He's talking about Joe.
No, I'm not scared of my scat. I'm scared of them infighting. We'll call that a mini stroke.
Shared of my scat.
Putting up with you guys each day has officially got me.
I mean, that dog hunts.
Yep. That got me.
And then just real quick, because Hugh. We called him Hugh Schefter, but is something more sinister going on? Is Hugh wearing a wire? We had a moment early in the show, and I enhanced this part a little bit because it was tough to hear, but this is the moment where Hugh's phone started going off in the middle of the segment.
He got up to that podium, and he did that long, pregnant pause, and he hit you with, hey.
What did you guys just make a phone call?
It wasn't me.
Then my watch.
Are
my
you
watch
wearing a wire?
I'm not.
Tell the truth.
Check him. Tell
the truth.
He's wearing a wire.
All right, we'll get blue jeans on that to check you for the wire tomorrow.
Every in blue jeans.
All right, can we pick a winner here for CombOcon today? We've had a lot of great, notable breakups.
Do we do another Glizzy's answer?
It might have to be. That was Tanner, who may have been Tanner McKee
possibly
calling.
Possibly Tanner
in.
McKee.
Yeah, possibly Tanner McKee.
I can't believe y'all actually entertaining it.
Hugh and the mini Glizzy's as a notable breakup.
Just the mini Glizzy's themselves being broken up.
Yeah, which is a joke. All right, that is enough for us today. We will talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.